the Czech Republic is now beginning to be more affected by the world financial crisis. After a number of industrial companies announced cutting thousands of jobs, the government has for the first time admitted taking action to help the economy. Jan Richter has more.
Tatra, Avia, Bosch and Alcoa, some of the companies whose employees might not enjoy the best Christmas this year. More than 20 employers, mostly in the automotive, textile and glass industry, have announced massive layoffs. Vladimir Bystrov is the spokesman for the Tatra truck maker, based in Northern Moravia. He says that although the cutbacks will not be as dramatic, some of their people will have to go.
At the end of this year, we should have 500 less employees compared to June of this year. But we have to say that in the first half of this year, we've increased by, let's say, 400. So the total reduction during this year is about 100 people.
By the end of the year, Czech companies will cut down more than 7,000 jobs. Some of the companies, like Tatra, decided to act even before the outbreak of the financial crisis, but others have seen their markets shrink along with a drop in demand for their products. Exporters have also complained that the strong Czech crown is not helping. Tatra's Vladimir Bystrov again.
The first decision about reducing payroll costs came in July. That was before the financial crisis really occurred. But Tatra was strongly impacted by the negative development of Czech krone exchange rates to euro mainly and US dollar. Our decision came before the crisis, and the crisis only deepened the troubles caused to all truck manufacturers, including Tatra.
Next week, the Czech parliament is set to vote on the draft of the country's budget for next year. The finance ministry estimates the GDP growth for 2009 at 3.7%. But the central bank has lowered its forecast at 2.9% and OECD has put it even lower at 2.5%. On Wednesday, the finance minister admitted for the first time that action might be needed to boost the export-oriented Czech economy. Jakub Haas is a spokesman for the finance ministry.
Plan of some provisions if the growth of GDP will be less than 2% next year. We cannot provide any details at the moment, but I have to remind that some measures have been already taken, for example, reduction in corporate income tax rate.
Analysts suggest that the government should reassess the state budget's revenues, which will certainly be affected by the slowing down economy. Pavel Mertlík is the chief economist at Raiffeisen Bank. He says that if levels of Czech exports are not restored next year, things will get much worse.
What is very important is the question how the crisis will continue. What I have in mind particularly is whether we can expect a global slump in production for, let's say, 4 quarters of a year and then some recovery, or whether the continuing of the development will be rather global, say, stagnation. If it's prolonged too far, the effects of exporting economies like the Czech Republic will be quite massive.
And that's the chief economist for Raiffeisen Bank, Pavel Mertlík, ending that report by Jan Richter.